Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic Bee Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com.
On today's show, Gavin Shire, the Chief of Public Affairs from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, will be my guest today to talk about a historic event in New York City in which over a ton of ivory will be crushed this coming June 19th. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Gavin Shire. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Shire, could you give a little bit of your background so that our listeners can learn a little bit about you and what you do for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Well, certainly. I am a biologist by training and a lifelong conservationist. I've worked overseas in the island of Mauritius, which is the home of the dodo. That may be known to a lot of people as sort of a species that really opened the eyes of the world to the possibility of species going extinct due to our own actions. And I sort of have gradually made the transition from field work to public affairs. I think it's vitally important for the public to be able to understand the work of biologists and scientists and conservationists and the need for conservationists as well. So for the last few years, I've been doing my best to try to get important messages out to the public, and that's really what my job is here at the Fish and Wildlife Service, is to tell the public about some of the great things that the Fish and Wildlife Service does as the nation's official sort of federal conservation agency.
And this event certainly is quite an accomplishment. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about this collection of ivory? Where was it confiscated from?
Multiple sources, primarily from one big law enforcement, Fish and Wildlife Service law enforcement investigation. A gentleman by the name of Victor Gordon, who ran a art antique dealership in Philadelphia, was arrested, charged, and found guilty of smuggling African elephant ivory. And he possessed approximately a ton of ivory that was imported illegally and as such violated the laws against smuggling elephant ivory. And so we confiscated that. He was also fined and imprisoned for 30 months, one of the largest sentences that has ever been handed down for a wildlife trafficking case. And we also have some ivory that was confiscated by New York State, the Department of Environmental Conservation, in some of their law enforcement activities. And we have a little bit of ivory that dates back to, I think, the late 80s. The Los Angeles Police Department confiscated that. So in total, it's well over a ton of illegal contraband ivory that we have seized and are going to destroy.
Why crush it? A lot of people want to know, you know, why don't you put it in some sort of a museum or possibly use it to help the living elephants? And there's a lot of confusion as to why it's necessary to crush this ivory.
Well, because it's illegal ivory, we cannot sell it at all to the public. We would never be able to sell it in the way that, you know, a seized illegal firearm would not be allowed to re-enter the market. It's an illegal product, and as such can never be sold. even if it could be, there is absolutely no advantage to selling it in terms of the overall amount of ivory that's being trafficked throughout the globe. The amount of ivory that we have is really a very, very small amount. A ton sounds like a lot, but it really isn't that much compared to the total amount of ivory being trafficked, and it would have absolutely no effect on the market. It wouldn't flood the market. We have no way of doing that. It wouldn't change the price of ivory. All it would do is send a message to the public that ivory is something that is okay to possess and to buy and sell, and that's the opposite message from the one we want to be giving to the public, which is that ivory is essentially valueless once it is taken off the elephant. The public needs to realize that the consequences of purchasing ivory are extreme and severe for individual elephants that are mercilessly slaughtered, and for the population of the African elephants as well. So we want to send a very big statement, not only to America, but to the rest of the world as well, that this is a very, very serious problem that is really decimating elephant populations, and that if we don't stop it, we could see the extinction of the African elephant in our lifetime. And so we're going to be making that statement by publicly crushing this ivory, and as sort of a public demonstration of its lack of value, and that we want the rest of the world to see that in ivory in the same way as valueless.
Can you explain a little bit about what the actual crushing process is going to consist of? I understand that this is going to be taking place in Times Square, so that's a very busy place, especially in New York City, to do this.
It is, but we did it deliberately because, as I said, we want to make a very public statement, and what better place to do that than in the middle of New York City in Times Square, where the eyes of the world are frequently focused, and where I think we can really sort of make a big statement and a big splash. It makes logistics somewhat complicated. As you say, it's a very public place, so we'll be barricading off part of Times Square and bringing in a 25-ton industrial rock crusher, the kind that you might see in a rock quarry to crush giant rocks into pebbles. And we'll be feeding the ivory onto a conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt will tip the ivory into the crusher, and it will come out the other end as very small chips, so sort of anything between the size of a pea to the size of a quarter.
Can you take a moment and explain what the link is between wildlife trafficking and organized crime?
Well, wildlife trafficking used to be a crime of opportunity. It was sort of very haphazard and disorganized, and as a result, it was really not very large in scale. As the demand for ivory has increased, particularly with increasing affluence in South Asia, the value of ivory has gone up tremendously. It's now worth $1,500 a pound or more in its raw form, far more than that, obviously, in carved form. And because the value has gone so high, it attracted the attention of far more organized and very well-equipped criminal gangs. They're very well-armed. They can kill massive numbers of elephants at a single go, and transport that elephant ivory through well-established networks that they have also been using for smuggling guns, drugs, and even people. And we have very clear evidence that many of the gangs that are involved in wildlife trafficking, and particularly ivory and rhino horn smuggling, are the same groups that are involved in those other activities. So, you know, it's now a far more organized and efficient crime, and as such, it's having a really devastating effect very quickly on wildlife populations.
Speaking of which, do you know exactly the number of elephants that are in the wild at this point?
It's decreased considerably. I think, you know, it's gone from the millions now to the hundreds of thousands. I don't know the exact figures, but the rate of poaching is now about an elephant every 15 minutes when averaged out over the last few years, the most recent statistics we have. And at that rate, no matter how many elephants we have at the moment, we will witness the extinction of the African elephant in the wild unless we manage to do something about it and stop the poaching.
Mr. Shire, thank you so much for being on the show today. Congratulations on this event. This really will send a huge message, as you've stated, to the world that this is not something that will be tolerated. So thank you for everything that you're doing, and also thank you for taking the time to be on the show today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. And for any of your listeners who are, you know, who want to witness the ivory crush but are unable to go to Times Square to see it themselves, we're going to be live streaming it on our website at www.fws.gov. And it will be recorded as well, and we will have it on our YouTube channel for people to see after the event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're very welcome. And folks, please check out the companion article that will be available at theorganicview.com. Thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.